Hey everyone, welcome back to this amazing podcast event. As you all know, it's One Cook Live, host and creator of Je Parle Anglais podcast show. I wish to let you know, I'm so delighted you joined us today. Okay? So, today we're still going to put some emphasis on expressions and pronunciation as you've seen. So today, as usual, we're going to see four important expressions. Hope you're ready. Okay, let's dive in. The first expression here is pros and cons. Pros and cons. In other words, it means advantages and disadvantages. In French, it's avantage et inconvénient. Pros and cons. Let's take an example. What are the pros and cons of hiring a professional? What are the pros and cons of hiring a professional? Quels sont les avantages et les inconvénients de recruter un professionnel? Okay, so what are the pros and cons of hiring a professional? Okay, so that is the first expression. Pros and cons. I'll invite you here to repeat after me, pros and cons, which means advantages and disadvantages. In French is avantage et inconvénient. Okay, so let's go to the next one. The second one is give me, qui veut dire en français donne-moi ou donnez-moi. Donne-moi ou donnez-moi, dépendamment du pronom personnel que vous allez utiliser. Ok, prenons un exemple. Let's take an example. Hey, can you give me a bottle of water? Can you give me a bottle of water? Or, please, can you take me a bottle of Heineken in the fridge? Can you give me a bottle of Heineken in the fridge? Ok, donc en français c'est pouvez-vous me donner une bouteille d'Anakin au frigo? Ou bien pouvez-vous me passer la bouteille d'eau? Aussi simple, ok? Aussi simple. Donc ça c'est l'exemple du donnez-moi ou donne-moi. Donc en anglais c'est give me. Ok, let's go to the next one, the third one. Rule of thumb. Rule of thumb, répétez, cette fois que c'est très rare et c'est pour ça que je vais vous inviter à répéter. Please repeat after me. Rule of thumb. Literally, this word can mean la règle du pouce. So, normally, it's not supposed to be said because that does not mean nothing in French. So, in French, it's somehow like conseil. It's somehow like an advice. Advice. In French is conseil. Okay, so I'm going to take a simple example to let you understand how you can use it every day. Okay, let's dive in. It's a good rule of thumb not to go out at night. You understand? It's a good rule of thumb not to go out at night. It's a good rule of thumb not to go out at night. C'est un bon conseil de ne pas sortir la nuit. Ok? Vous voyez? C'est un bon conseil de ne pas sortir la nuit. Ok? Ok. It's a good rule of thumb to drink considerably. It's a good rule of thumb to drink considerably. C'est un bon conseil de boire avec modération ou alors c'est un bon conseil de boire avec considération. Ok, ça c'était le troisième, or this was the third expression, which is rule of thumb. French is conseil. Ok, and the last expression, to have a chip on your shoulder. to have a chip on your shoulder. Please repeat, to have a chip on your shoulder. In French, it simply means to be angry, or let's say to be mécontent, d'être fâché, être mécontent, être irritable. Okay, so that's it. Let's take an example. You seem to have a chip on your shoulder today. You seem to have a chip on your shoulder today. In French, is tu sembles être mécontent aujourd'hui. Tu sembles être fâché aujourd'hui. Ok, vous voyez? You seem to have a chip on your shoulder today. Tu sembles, ou bien vous semblez être fâché ou irrité aujourd'hui. Ok, donc je suppose que jusqu'ici on s'est très très bien compris. Je vais vous demander non seulement de passer à l'action, c'est-à-dire de prononcer, d'utiliser ça malgré vous, surtout si vous avez des personnes autour de vous avec qui vous pouvez vraiment le forcer. Faites-le, ok? Ça va vous permettre non seulement de mémoriser, mais de maîtriser les prononciations et les expressions, ok? So, do not hesitate to apply it in your day-to-day, in your daily activities with the people around you, ok? So, I encourage you to do so. Ok, so we're done for today. To summarize all what we have said, we're going to give you back all the four expressions. The first one was pros and cons, okay? The second one was give me. The third one was rule of thumbs. Rule of thumbs. The fourth one was to have a chip on your shoulders. And do not worry, all these expressions can be used either in Cameroon or abroad, okay? When I say abroad, it can be used in London, in the UK, it can be used in the USA, it can be used in Australia, it can be used in much more countries than you think, okay? So do not hesitate to use them. So we're done for today, and I think we've understood all what I have shown or prepared for you today, okay? So great. If you've liked this episode, then I'd invite you to press on the follow button to stay tuned, okay? Leave us a comment through the Q&A and post below. And just to put a small highlight, the Q&A and post are just tools, are Spotify tools that I use in order to get feedback from listeners. So I'll invite you to really emphasize on that, okay? And lastly, I want you to give us a 5-star rating, okay, on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, depending on where you're listening, okay? So leaving a 5-star review or rating means showing the algorithms that you think this podcast is an amazing podcast and you think it should be proposed or offered to as many people as possible. To close out, I want to say a massive thank you to all of you, or all of you guests, okay? So to all of you listeners or guests. So thank you for checking this episode. Be sure to stay tuned for more episodes or for more insights, okay? We'll see you again soon. Thank you.